Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Frequency with Keith Rogers. It's currently 6:01 in Montana here, and temperature is 8.2 degrees. We had minus 8 degrees for a low last night. Join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth and Trigger, his wonderful dog, are in the control room to answer your calls. And this is going to be an open lines night. I'd love to hear people call in and vent. Personally, I'm getting kind of tired of the stuff I'm seeing, but I'd like to see some views of other people. Anyone can get out here and talk, but anyway. So you're welcome to call in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. I didn't get a chance to get to the article about the EMP warnings from the government, the 5G and other radiated frequencies that the government is now pushing for you to fear. Personally, with all the talks of revamping nuclear weapons by Obama costing $1 trillion, and then them actually talking about using low-yield nukes, that they are telegraphing in some way the things to come. You know, Art Off the Grid on Steve Elkin's show this afternoon there, had called earlier there, and he made a good valid point there that for years, people, whether they're listening to RBN or even Alex Jones or whatever like that, other than Tangy Tangerines, that everyone's been warned to prep. And with the financial system the way it is, the plunge protection team that works hard, I noticed on Friday, as the stocks were right at the breaking point again like that, they just started pushing them right back up there to get it right back into the green. And of course, Monday they'll be hit with another round of this. And of course, this is where countless millions of investors will lose money. And then, of course, those banks give those big corporations the money to buy up their own shares. And this is a telltale sign of what happened during the 20s and 30s of this corporate fascism. So that when everything did fall out, that the corporations were on top and the Americans were on food lines looking for milk for their babies. Anyway. But anyway, everyone has a chance to prep, and as Art mentioned there, even saving $10 a week or something like that, you'd be surprised how much a person can put away with even a small amount of revenue, a couple bags of beans, some salt, whatever, and of course fresh water. Of course, I've always said I feel sorry for those people who live in the cities because you have to re-drink your sewer water over and over. I have a nice well here in Montana. Anyway. You know, a while back I was trying to do a search here where at in this country they actually have bomb shelters. You know, shelters that are actually, you know, after the first Cold War that are probably today are outdated and couldn't handle the volume of people either. You think of the Cold War era and the amount of population gained. Out here in the country, we don't have that issue here because of we don't have subways, and a lot of cities don't have subways. They're just open rail systems there. So where would someone go if they did pull one of these stunts off? and probably blame it on someone else. But anyway, so if anyone cares about self-preservation, not only for yourself, but for you, you might think about it. But when I have heard of this issue of any of these type of shelters, it's always been for the self-preservation of government and not for anyone else, ever. You always hear about the great big bomb shelters they have for government where the congressmen and stuff can go, but what about the people? Then, of course, if they survive, who are they going to rule over? Everyone else would be dead, right? So tonight I wanted to highlight what anyone who's, if they're paying attention, can clearly see what's going on, not only in America, but this is also in the whole world. And if this is the so-called alleged democracy that they claim to have in all these Western states where they want to import where they want to export these Western values to places like Iran, Venezuela, to end socialism, whatever their crux is this week here. So anyway, in lieu of that, with this alleged democracy, we see like from Israel, Israel's claimed to have the only real democracy in the Middle East. And of course, other allied Western partners also claim to have the same proclaimed democracy. This is the same with here in America. You know, you always hear about these politicians talking about our great democracy. You'll note that out of all this hoopla that's being spoken about here, it's a massive political issue, whether it's over in Britain with the Brexit issues. This is where the people have voted, and yet they delay that vote or fail to implement it. And then now they want to talk about having a second vote. And, of course, that vote never comes up. And, of course, this here is from the EU, where you have a bunch of unelected officials who are controlling their vassal states. And this is how you actually control people is one, you get a banking system, a monetary system like the IMF, a institution like the European Union to not only administer funds, but also to control its vassals. And we see this when they're talking about immigration, that if country X does not take immigrants, then they were going to cut their funding. And this is the fear. And, of course, with that cut of funding comes mass austerity, or even worse, austerity to those other countries that don't want to go along with this implied multiculturalism that they're trying to push on everyone. And, of course, I knows who's behind it. Hello, Patty. I see you're in the DM there, but I haven't got over the chat room yet. But and of course, they're within all this, they are constantly dragging this leave from the EU, where you have all the politicians who are constantly throwing this fear at the people in Britain and stuff, whether it's going to be their health care that's going to suffer, their border issues that are going to suffer. And the list goes on, whether it's going to be a price of fish is going to increase. I mean, daily. I have a couple of Twitter accounts that I follow there, and every day it's a new fear that the anti-Brexiters are pushing out there. And this is kind of interesting, too, because, you know, fear sells. And that's the premise of everything, is to keep people so worried about everything. So, anyway, but this, again, as we see, this is like... with the Brexit movement and the continued hype, the anti-Russia, the premise of this is like I mentioned, if you can't see what they're building up to. And of course, when you start looking at the real figures, and I mean real figures, not what the government supplies, but if you start looking up on the backsides of like homelessness or joblessness and what job area groups of age that implies into, whether it's in Britain or any other country like America or whatever like that, you'll see the age group that's affected by this, and usually it's the young. Those that are working part-time jobs to either deliver a pizza, a busboy, or whatever, and they can't make ends meet. But they would all look good in a military uniform, and that's why the military talks about the need to have a massive weight reduction, put people on diet. They're even talking about if a coming draft comes, about drafting women. And, of course, the issue of transvestites in the military. To me, this sounds like they're really sucking from the bottom of the barrel, that this shows you how desperate they are to get soldiers on the battlefield. And, of course, they spin it to the point where it's someone's right to be able to join the military, regardless of their sexual persuasions and stuff. But it shows you how desperate things are. But again, as I said, what you do is you control the money supply, the vassal states, and, of course, then the people. And that's why we have the massive propaganda that we're getting today, the censorship. And with France and Germany talking about forming their own army, separate from NATO, it just tells you that the world is basically coming apart at the seams there. And for some people, I guess they just don't care because they're either too worried about enlarging their penis or cutting it off or taking their grandkid down to the public library to have some drag queen read to them or watching some 10-year-old drag queen at some gay thing in New York or something. I mean, the constant distractions are here daily, and it's almost as if people don't care, and maybe that's the way it's designed. And the people have had enough of this already, and that's why we're seeing the yellow vest movement over there in France, and it's spreading. And the violence from that state, remember, this is a Western power, and what it's meting out to its citizens there. And so when you think of that, this is where they're using tear gas. They're shooting people in their heads with rubberized bullets. And this morning, it was news came of where they actually blew the hand off of one of the civilians over there. And this is their own government. No, I did not. That was Ken just told me there was a video of the over a French fireman using fire trucks over there to spray foam all over the cops. That would have been funny. I hope he sends me a link here. But anyway, again, this is the government's turning against their people, and Israel is a mirror of that right now because they're even testing their latest military tech on the Palestinians, as well as we see DARPA and those that are testing all their sonic weapons and stuff on Americans, based is what they call crowd control. We're back to the premise there to where people aren't allowed to demonstrate anymore. Peaceful, too. The ones over in France there, you'll notice that they sent in their little hooligans to cause a bunch of ruckus there to make it look like the protest or the protesters were the actual violent ones. And this is how the government always does that. It's the same here, whether it's a shooting, campus, the FBI, or whoever infiltrates a group, and then instantly it's demonized as a terrorist operation or something like that, unless you're Antifa. You can get away with what you want. Anyway, I got my first caller tonight, my beautiful little Patty over there in Missouri. Good evening, Patty. I hope you and the family are doing fine over there.
We're okie dokie. Of course, you know I always have to call in and put my two cents in because I've got a brain that just won't shut off when it comes to the August political BS. I posted it earlier. I see the ADLs now in Detroit. Now they're going after Henry Ford's book, The International Jew, claiming how anti-Semitic it is. Well, I'm going to post a link to it here in the chat room, and it's not anti-Semitic at all. It's just any time anyone exposes the agenda of the international jury, they go after them.
Well, that's like with Gilead Atzmon that I had on the show here. Remember all the stuff he goes through where they make it so he can't play a saxophone, doing his jazz or whatever like that, you know? This is a... I mean, these are targeted people. And, of course, remember, the Israelis have their own little secret army trolls that they have that's internet-based, and they have that program, I forget the name of it, where anytime a key word like Israel comes up, it instantly sends out a ping to all their computers, and they jump on it like a bandwagon, go over there and troll the crap out of someone. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of these issues have their little groups that want to jump on. Just like every time I tried to expose global warming for the hoax it is, somebody always immediately jumps on me, trying to make me look stupid. When I think, you know, anybody that believes anything Al Gore says, who went from being vice president to a climate expert, and who only took one science class in college and made a D in it, you know, I find people that follow him and believe that crap that he says as an extra special kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, all global warming is the elites have figured out another way to steal our money and to keep the third world countries from progressing.
Right.
I mean, what good is it going to do? You can't fix stupid with carbon credits. What good is it? How are you going to help change anything when one corporation who pollutes can just buy polluting credits off of another corporation?
Yeah, that's the way I understood that too, Patty, is that if you have carbon credits and you don't use them all, you can sell them on what they call a stock exchange, and someone else can buy them, and they can pollute just as much as before.
Right. So it's not going to change anything. And as I do research on this stuff, I get into this pretty deeply, and I found some scholarly articles yesterday that show that carbon dioxide, CO2, lags behind temperature. And we do know, I mean, it just takes common sense. The sun, the tilt of the earth, cloud coverage are the main drivers of climate.
Right.
Climate has always changed. And it always will. I was telling this guy, Sid something. I told him that I can remember it being hotter in the 1950s than it is now. And, of course, you know, he just might as well come out and call me a liar. That's what he's implying. And because here in Missouri, from 1953 to 1956, we were in a severe drought. Very little rain, and it was so hot outside that I couldn't even go out to play without having a heat stroke and passing out. That's how hot it was. And I also remember in 1983, the temperature here got up to 116 degrees, and we loaded up the car and took off for Yellowstone to get out of this heat, to escape this heat. We wanted to go to where there was snow on the ground so we could cool off. And that's why we went to Yellowstone.
Right.
But people are so stupid, they don't apply their common sense. CO2 is not a poisonous gas. I think people get it mixed up with carbon monoxide.
Right.
Which is a poisonous gas.
Well, remember, they use CO2 in greenhouses.
Right. Why? If I had a greenhouse, guess what I'd do? I would go buy a CO2 machine and set it off in there, because it's a scientific proven fact that CO2 is a fertilizer for plants. They have to have it to survive.
Yeah,
they
and it creates oxygen.
They take in carbon dioxide and breathe out, and they release oxygen.
Right. Well, hang on. Yeah, hang on a second, Patty. I got a break here, so we'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. Double talk is all you get.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency, live from Western Montana. We're currently chatting there with Patty over there in Missouri. Yeah, Patty, during the break there, I was watching that video there, but there's a video above that one which posted there of the protest over in Poland, and they are huge, 300,000.
Wow.
As I was mentioning, this shows you that the people are fed up, and this is why the media is distracting us with stupid, mundane things like the Kardashians and crap like that, you know. They don't want that to catch on here, and I brought that up on Steve Elkin's show earlier, that America for the world has been the basic symbol of freedom and democracy and whatever. If something like that was to break out here in America, the world would be lost because they would instantly see the whole thing was a charade.
I think they already do.
Well, yeah, I realize that. But I mean, for others that aren't really what he called in the so-called truther-type movements and things like that, you know.
What we have here in the United States is a bunch of pussies who have been so dumbed down and brainwashed, they're afraid to stand up for anything.
Yeah.
Really. Cognitive dissonance. They don't want to be red-pilled. They want to stay as they are, because with knowledge comes responsibility.
And they would rather
keep their faces and their heads buried in their cell phones and walking into polls than look up and realize they're being played.
Right. Well, I was going to say, Patty, I don't see, and I was going to get into this a little bit further down the chat here, but I don't see how someone who, say, lives in California and sees all the immigrants coming in and what have you, can say in Los Angeles or San Francisco, to where you drive to work into downtown L.A. and you pass those miles of tents and cardboard boxes where people live, or in San Francisco where they're crapping all over the streets and stuff. Can't people see what's going on?
Yeah, band straws that a needle, the streets covered with needles, littered needles.
Yeah.
I don't have any hope for California. I really don't.
Well, New York isn't even better. They're putting free needles in dispensers there, you know.
Yeah, but the good people, there's been a mass exodus from California. The smart people are getting the hell out of there. I think what we should do is just wall it off. They didn't want to be part of the United States. We need to build a wall there.
the Republic of California, remember? Did you read that article on Zero Hedge where it's noted that the California state flag is a grizzly bear and there hasn't been one there since 1920-something?
Yeah. Well, the thing is I don't really want to get started on these caravans and these illegal aliens. But when these people just walk across the border with no consequences, and then they're out in their street, out in our streets, waving their flags. I mean, there's an agenda behind this.
Is that like AIPAC?
Don't even get me started on AIPAC. Any of these damn Jewish lobbies, it should be registered as foreign entities. They're not pro-America. They're pro-Israel.
Well, I know, but I was going there with that. You know, it's. Now, see, Americans will get mad if they see a bunch of Hispanics waving the Mexican flag, but have no problem with a bunch of Americans waving the Zionist flag.
Exactly. And I don't know what kind of hold will I do. The Jews control everything because they have the keys to the printing presses. They own the money. But the thing is it really gripes, it makes my butt want to sew buttonholes to think that a foreign, little old foreign country the size of New Jersey has such power over America. Of course, they control the media. They control our politics. They've infiltrated the churches. And, I mean, freedom? This was never intended to be a democracy. It was a republic. Was.
Well, you know, God,
it's a plutocracy.
Yeah. What got me was like my chat with Michael Herzog on his show yesterday. The fact that Israel and its arms sales are going to all these rapacious regimes in which the U.S. then calls for humanitarian aid to send U.S. boys in there who get killed by those same arms.
Yeah. And here's another extra special stupid thing. Israel steals our nuclear technology from us. Builds their Iron Dome, and now the United States is going to purchase it from them.
Yep. Actually, the way that is, Patty, remember the Congress approved $700 million and then an additional $225 million to replenish it, as they call it. So they actually funded the building of that Iron Dome system. Now they're buying it. Israel's already sold it for $3 billion. And, of course, that's why my last show there, I had that clip played about the poor, starving Jews. In 2015, their GDP was $299 billion. Now we're talking about the population there. Where's all this money going to where they can't feed their homeless?
They're living better than we are. Their GDP is higher than ours. And we're sending them $3.8 billion is what they say, but it's a lot more than that in grants and under-the-table deals, military equipment. That they don't have to pay for any of this stuff.
Nope.
And then we send them the money in January. Then the taxpayers here have to pay interest on that. Well, Israel draws interest on it all year.
Right.
I can't believe that the United States government doesn't. I'm not saying everybody's inept, but we know the types it draws. It draws criminals.
Right.
That's who's running our government, is a bunch of criminals that should be behind bars for the rest of their lives because they're traitors, or should be lined up and shot after their military tribunal.
That's why I sent you that article about California down there, that mayor that wasn't schooled, didn't go through regular grade school, high school, and like that, but he didn't know stealing was wrong, and he's a mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I called bullshit on that, too. can't shit a shitter.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to let you go.
All right, my best to you, okay? Thanks for calling in. It's always good to hear from you, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back, everyone. 1-800-31... Three. You're welcome to call in. We'll be right back.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of...
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime alone,
welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Faded out, Kenneth. There we go. I was talking to Kenneth here in the chat room a second ago about that video from over in Poland there. The caption on that shows that these are the people that, unlike Germany with Merkel over there, these are the people that want their nationalism. Remember, Poland does not have an immigration problem. These are the ones that are full of pride. They love their culture, their nationalism. And remember, I brought out, what was it, 3 weeks ago, where Merkel had said that the only basic state-approved patriotism is doing what the state wants, and forget your nationalism. I don't know where Justin is. Murr is who we're worried about. But anyway, so now here in this country here, we have these mass voting issues and, of course, immigration. And this is where daily they're prepping the masses, albeit through false flags. And, of course, the accusations of Russia's interference, Jim Fetzer's video that he sent me earlier today. Highlighted that quite a bit there about how this whole thing was made up. It was less than $4,000 that Russia had spent on any advertising. And but anyway, so anyway, the what do you call it, the constant hype. I watched a news thing. I was sitting downstairs. I was making a cheesecake, and I had the TV on in the kitchen down there, and they had a thing on there about the magnetic poles are moving, and of course they had to demonize Russia. They're moving towards Russia, as if it was almost like they're saying Russia was stealing the magnetic poles, you know. And this goes on to the same thing with the scriptals over there, the alleged poisonings. And they have to keep in the news that they're demolishing the house. And they always got to show these guys in their little biohazard outfits and stuff. Of course, they're in biohazard outfits, and yet the law enforcement, the cops that they have there, they're standing there in their regular uniform. They're not protected. I mean, none of it makes sense. And this, again, as I mentioned, is to sit there and prep the people for what's coming. The massive amount of age group of those people that are unemployed, which are mainly young, they would fit great into a military uniform. And if they keep pushing this stuff, that maybe someone will bite onto it, and you'll have this mass amount of people enlisting in the military to go kick them Russians or something like that, you know. Anyway, we have a caller online, Chance in West Virginia there. Good evening, Chance. Hope you're having a nice night.
The granddaddy of psyops, and I'll tell you why. First of all, if they hated Trump that much, he'd be gone already. They have seven ways to Sunday to get rid of somebody. They wouldn't do it the old JFK way. That's number one.
You sound just like me.
The more you listen to, I can't listen to the Trump bashers or the Trump cheerleaders because they're both leading you astray. I'm starting to think this was possibly set up from the beginning. Hey, look, let's make a deal. We'll bash you every day. We'll make it so obvious. We'll make you into the underdog. People are sympathetic, play on their psychological state of mind. They'll feel sorry for you, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, nothing will get done. This is what I think is happening this time. I think if you read, people read George Orwell's 1984, as horrible as that book is, that's a walk in the park compared to what's going to happen to this country, I feel. Because if they go to this extent, something is really underfoot. And that's my honest opinion. It's a play on all our sentiments.
Yeah.
And they're so good at doing this, people have got to stop listening to the Trump bashers and stop listening to the Trump cheerleaders because they're both useless.
Well, Chance, I look at it this way. Trump complains about the fake media or fake news. Who owns the news? Who does he have
exactly.
in his cabinet? Yeah, it's all the same tribe, you know.
Exactly. And I hear people say, oh, that State of the Union address was great. It was great. It was great. And then you hear the other one. See, in other words, they're pulling us in two different directions. They know exactly what they're doing. Now, I'm
right.
very curious to see with this government shutdown, February 15th. This is gonna prove my theory, I think. Because, first, every other president was executive order after executive order. Where is his executive orders? What's going on here? I mean, this is getting to a point where I'm pretty much convinced at this point that this is all a charade.
I am, too.
It's all a charade. Nothing was expected to be done for the American citizen, and nothing will. And this here is such an elaborate, and I think all these people that are getting arrested that are associated with him are either witting or unwitting participants. Make it look like everybody... they're harassing this poor president. So we feel a little sorry for him. Well, we'll give him another chance. Maybe he'll do it in the second term.
Well,
this is what I think is what's going on.
Chance, let me tell you this one. Over in Israel, they have all the Trump banners which says, make Israel great again, but Trump's on it. And yet on Twitter daily, it's all the Jews bashing Trump. It's the media that's owned by the Jews bashing Trump. I mean, it's a charade.
It's, you know, you've got to stay away, like I said, from the Trump bashers and from the Trump rah-rah cheerleaders because they're both leading you astray, either wittingly or unwittingly. But people are not independent thinkers anymore, and it's a shame. You think that we would have woken up after being lied to all these years. And like I said before, if he was really a problem, they would have gotten rid of him already. They don't have to do it like they did in Dallas in 1963. They've got other ways. They've got other ways. He would be gone. Yep. So this, I think this is all a game. And you know what? I think we're going to find out soon within the next month or two.
Yeah, here's another one for you, though. Whenever I see a U.S. politician getting out of their little limos there with their 8-inch thick doors and stuff, I think of Dr. Bashar al-Assad over there in Syria driving his little Honda Civic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very disappointed in the American public. I really am. They should be ashamed of themselves watching other countries' citizens fight against this, and we sit back and do nothing and just fall for this. See, it reminds me of organized religion, sports fanatics. They need somebody to believe in rather than sit back and say, hey, wait a minute, this person's lying to me. Person A is lying to me. And I don't particularly trust person B neither. They have to belong to a side.
Well, that's, you'll notice that governments used to use religion, and now they're using science. But the point with even religion is, like in the Book of Kings, man refused to walk by faith. He had to walk by sight, and so they demanded that God allow them to appoint rulers over them. And this is our problem today, is whereas people worship these politicians.
And here's another thing. You think woman would say, to me, a woman is a life giver, not a life taker.
Right.
A woman gives birth. You think a woman would say, well, why should I join this service? I don't want to kill. No. Their mind is so played with. No, we want to go fight and kill.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that they don't care if you're transgender, woman, whatever you want to call yourself. You're just fodder. You're just cannon fodder. That's all they look at you as. They don't care what you are. They really don't care what you are. They got you convinced that, well, it's my right to go fight and die. And so all these idiots, whether they're transgenders or a woman, we want to go fight and die. They don't realize that they're being used as pawns. I mean, everything is just so screwed up that it amazes me how stupid your average American person could be. I can understand being taken in for a time. But seeing this over and over and over, when do you wake up and say, hey, wait, something's wrong with this picture?
Well, here's another one for you. I'm going to have to let you go because I know I have another caller that I actually put behind you there, but he called in first there. But I want to leave you this thought here. This is how bad they do things. Like when they illegally invade a country over the premise of men in caves and you're still there 17 years later, and then this last part of this last year, the military came out with this, I think it was on Military Times. I can't remember the actual area there. But anyway, they were highlighting over in Afghanistan the first penis and testicle transplant on a U.S. soldier that had basically had his blown off. And as I read that article, I thought, who was the donor?
They probably killed somebody. They killed a heterosexual Christian male. That's what they probably did. And then they perform the operation.
You're supposed to feel sorry for someone that's illegally bombing someone.
I wouldn't put it past them if they want to kill a baby once he's out of the womb.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, unbelievable, Mr. Rogers. Yep. Unbelievable.
All right.
God bless you.
Well, you have a good one there, okay?
Have a good night.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
My best you there. And Art, sorry I put you behind there, but go ahead there, young man. Good to hear you in there. Art.
Thanks. Good thing I wasn't the donor. He'd come up a little short. I'm sorry, man. Sometimes I just can't help myself. Patty, honey, I love you. You're great. You just had me rolling. I was about to fall out my chair. She had me going so hard.
You should get on Twitter with us, Art.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. No, I don't do social media. Uh-uh, absolutely not. I have no social media presence anywhere on the Internet. No, thank you, sir. That way, if anything ever happens and they try to take me out or anything like that, and you see a social media page pop up with mine, you know it ain't me because I don't have one.
I think they're using that now to wherever you have to go now. They're asking for your email address or your social media accounts and all this.
Yeah, they want your phone number and all that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you ain't getting it. Ain't none of your business. But first of all, there was a fella called into Steve this morning, and you said you want to get out of Texas. The board op has my information. If you want to contact me, let's talk. Now,
you're not divvying up the land that I want that you have, are you?
No. I'm willing to bring people. I'm willing to have people come stay on the land with me, and everybody shares equally. There ain't none of this stupid, you know, garbage that you find with a lot of communities. And it's a small parcel. It's not a very big piece of land, so I'm thinking maybe 3-4 people tops.
Yeah.
Keep your group small. That's the best way to do it. But you mentioned me right at the very beginning of the broadcast, and that's what really got me going there. And, you know, I started learning, my education began in the mid-1980s, around 1984, 1985. And, you know, I spent all the way up until the early 2000s just traveling and learning and educating myself. And then in 2000...
As a hobo.
Well, yeah, just traveling the country, being a home bum, you know,
yeah.
Traveling the country, checking out various different communities, learning different ways of agriculture, different ways of animal husbandry, different ways of doing all kinds of different things, because I wanted to broaden my experience, broaden my horizon, so I would have a lot of knowledge on how to do things and different ways of doing things, because I know there's more than one way of doing things. And then in 2009, I decided it was time to start accumulating stuff. And what I can't understand, I didn't even get introduced to RBN until like 2010. So I already was started into this for many years before I got introduced to RBN. And by the time I had learned about RBN, shoot, I had already had 4 or 5 months supply stocked up.
Mm-hmm.
Now keep in mind, I'm homeless, so I'm using storage units, you know, public storage units. Renting a storage unit back then was like $10 a month.
Yeah, I know.
And I'd pay for, like, I'd work day labor for a few, you know, for a couple months, and then I could get a whole year's worth of storage paid up. And I know, you know, and when it come time to move, I'd just rent a U-Haul, find somebody to rent a U-Haul truck for me and move it to wherever I was going so all my stuff could travel with me. It was always a way of finding ways of doing things. But what I never could figure out is there's people been listening to this stuff that you hear on RBN. People have been listening to this stuff for 10, 15, 20 years, but yet they don't even have 2-3 months worth of food stocked up. And I don't understand, you know, $10 out of your paycheck, people. For $10, you can feed yourself for a week if you stop being stupid about how you feed yourself. With $10, you can buy a 1-pound bag of beans, a 1-pound bag of rice, a 2-pound bag of flour, a 2-pound bag of cornmeal, a small bag of ground coffee, and a small package of loose ground tea, not tea bags, loose ground tea. And then every other paycheck or so, supplement with some spices, a bag of pasta or something like that.
Right.
And you would be amazed how quickly you can store up 1 year's worth of food. There is no excuse. So when I was listening to Steve this morning, and he asked one of the callers if he had any food stocked up, or if he was prepped, I was shocked at his response that
right.
Really he's not prepped. And folks, there's no excuse for not being prepped. None. None at all. And if I could do it being homeless, there's no reason why other people couldn't do it, having real jobs, making I live right now. I'm not kidding you. I live on less than $9,000 per year. Now you want to talk about living below the poverty level?
Yeah, I'm just over $10,000 with my Social Security.
Okay, but you figure with that little bit of money coming in, between $600 and $700 a month. Okay? And
right.
Just because you're homeless don't mean you don't have bills, because you got to do something to stay alive. You know? And I fortunately, about 5 years ago, I was able to finally set myself up to where I would have money coming in every month, and I wouldn't have to worry about it. But I busted my butt for 30 years to put myself into this position. And there's no reason why if I can do this on $600 to $700 a month, paying bills every month, being homeless, you still got bills. Okay? Don't kid yourself. I never relied on missions. I never relied on all this other stuff. I would get, you know, set myself up in a boarding house somewhere for a couple months, whatever. That's still considered, in my opinion, still considered homeless, because between these, you're sleeping under bridges. You're sleeping in tents. So it was off and on homeless, right. Not steady homeless all the time, but off and on homeless. You know, right, I hear...
I got a break coming up here, Art. Do you want to stay on, or?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be right back, okay? 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and louder than
welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, and we're still holding at 8.7 degrees here. We're talking with Art over there off the grid. And, well, you know, Art, I think what it's these constant distractions, like And I think a lot of that comes from watching TV, worried about what, like I mentioned, the Kardashians are doing, or the Emmys or Grammy, whatever they're talking about this week here, you know, that it's just constant distraction. It's like always trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, what I did was to try to make sense of this for people is I would go somewhere like, say, Florida. I'd go down to Tampa, Florida, and I'd spend about two or three months working day labor, sleeping under the bridges there, and saving up a little bit of money while I look for, you know, I found this one place called Morning Glory Farms, which is up in outside of Ocala, Gainesville, Florida. And I went and stayed, you know, took that money I made working down day labor down there in Tampa, and I took that money and I went up there to that place in Gainesville and stayed with them for 6 months, learned from them. Then I go somewhere like, say, out to Arkansas and go like to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and spend a few months working day labor there while I look for another community of people, and then go stay with them for 3 or 4 months and learn from them. And doing this, traveling around the country, just steady doing this. Now, I consider myself being homeless because I'm not staying anywhere for more than 3 or 4 months before I move on to the next place. To me, that's homeless. But I found a way of doing it that worked. And I learned a lot. And then finally, about, like I said, in 2009, I decided it was time to start putting my preps together. And at that time, I was in Glenwood, Arkansas, and I had found a guy that owned a small campground of sorts. And I was able to get a cabin with him and work for my lodging. And that's when I began my preps. And, of course, renting a storage unit because I wasn't going to have anything in the cabin because I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. And so I rent a storage unit. And then when I got ready to move to a new location, you know, I'd get somebody to rent a U-Haul for me because I didn't have a driver's license. And I get somebody to rent a U-Haul for me. I load everything up and move to my next location. And I continued doing this until a couple years ago when I found a place out in Missouri where I went to help set up a community out there. And then, you know, back November 2017, I got a call to come home and take care of my mom till she passed away. Lo and behold, little did I know, but I was made the sole heir of the property. So I inherited right. everything. But, you know, I never asked for anything from anybody. I spent all my life, you know, doing for myself. And so if I can do it under those kind of conditions, there's no reason why somebody working a regular job, you know, making way more money than I was making, there's no reason why you couldn't put $10 per paycheck toward food. And once a month, buy a box of ammo.
All right, I got to cut you loose here, and then I got another caller here. But, hey, thanks for calling in, though. We always appreciate it. It's good to hear you on Steve's show, too, okay? All right, I guess he hung up there. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.